Welcome to The Edge Podcast. The Edge is the weekly youth service of Victory Family Center, and our heart is to see this generation encounter Jesus like never before. Now let's check out this week's sermon.
I'm going to give the not so official introduction to kind of like let you kind of introduce Ian and myself to you, because some of you, maybe you don't really know us, or like you haven't really seen us around before. So just wanted to kind of like share a little bit actually like where we've been, how we kind of come together, our history in the youth ministry. So we both grew up in this youth ministry. We both grew up at The Edge. We both came to know Jesus at The Edge. I think I've been around since I was 13 years old. Ian came in a bit earlier because he was really bored of like the children's ministry back then. So he was like, get me into The Edge. So we've been in here for a really long time. Ian and I came to know Jesus here. We encountered Jesus here. Ian backslided here, came back to Jesus again here, encountered the Lord just multiple times, and God really touched our hearts and actually called us into ministry also separately. I came into full-time ministry actually almost 9 years in the Edge office, and came to be the corporate youth minister back then, and then Ian came in, volunteered, we got to know each other better. We started working together. We became colleagues, like Pam said. And then we started dating. Fun fact, when we were dating, it was me, James, and Yun. So when we were sitting in the office, it was always like James in between us. I don't know how James felt about that, but yeah, it was great. It was like, hey Yun. Yeah. So it was fun, and we really enjoyed actually growing up in the youth ministry together. We got together in the youth ministry. We got married while in the youth ministry, were we? I was in the youth ministry. And so I think we are so excited to be able to come and share, come and preach with you guys again. And so we really want you guys to help us out. Anytime you agree, you can go ahead and just shout. What do you guys usually shout? Yeah. Just like that. Just like that. Okay. Okay, Ethan, you got my back, right? All right. So just go ahead and say, yes, that's right. Come on, preach it. And we're going to preach this together. Is that good? All right.
We're going to get into the Word of God today. But before we jump in, I want you to turn to your neighbor. Right, look them deeply in the eye and say, I love you, Niklo. Okay, whoa, I saw some of you got real serious over there. ARMLs, better look out, all right? Well, I hope I didn't expose any situationships here. But today, you know, we really want to talk about situationship. All right, we want to talk about dealing with situationships. And if you're still saying, I love you, you better cut it out, because your AML is going to talk to you after this. All right, but we want to talk about situationship. And, you know, I'm kind of an expert at it, because I actually went through one before, right? It wasn't with Karis, right? Didn't know you were so interested in it. But basically, when I was younger, and as Karis has kindly explained that I backslid a bit from God, I actually went into a relationship with this girl that I met in school, right? We weren't in an official relationship, but we were hanging out a lot. We'll go to parties together, we'll go to concerts together, you know, and I just thought in my mind, you know, actually, this can't go on forever, right? I need, you know, she's not even saved, right? She's not even in church, right? And so I thought, okay, you know what's the first step? I need to bring her to church. Right, and so I brought her to church. I thought, like, whoa, I'm bringing a girl to church. You know, I'm such a great guy, getting her saved so that this relationship is going well. In fact, fun fact, Karis actually discipled that girl for 6 months.
I did. Next step. That time, no growth track, foundations. I did the whole thing, guys. That's right.
Pretty juicy, right? And so we hung out a lot, right? But at the end of it, I was just like, okay, where is this going? Right, like she didn't call me her boyfriend. I didn't call her my girlfriend. We didn't know what we were. Everybody was just whispering. Are they together? Are they not together? You know, who is this girl? Why is she suddenly in church? You know, and it came to a point where I was just wondering, right? What am I going to do with this relationship? Am I going to go forward in this? Am I going to get attached to this girl? Can I actually see myself getting married to this girl? You know, and I couldn't, but I enjoyed hanging out with her. I still wanted to be with her, right? And it came to a point where a leader had to sit me down and say, hey, Ian, I think you need to define the relationship, right? If she's your friend, you got to just tell her, I'm sorry, but we are just friends, right? And I thought really long and hard about it, and then I decided, okay, you know, I'm going to do it, right? And so we went to her house, right? And then we sat down, and I told her, hey, you know, I think, you know, we're just friends, right? Then she's like, yeah, we are friends. And then she paused for a really long moment, waiting as though I was going to say something else. And then I said, okay, good. Then we should stop hanging out so much. Whoa, it just went super awkward in the room, right? But I can safely say that that was a very, very important decision for me. Because if I didn't make the decision to make it clear, to end that situationship, I wouldn't be in the most loving, romantic relationship with my wife today. And so, if you're in a situationship here right now, why don't you lift up your hands? Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Calm down, man.
We'll pray for you after this. Right, but as Pastor Pam has mentioned, right, we want to tackle this because this is important, right? We believe that for all of you, you can actually enter into a right relationship well. You can go into a godly romantic relationship where
yes.
it's life-giving, where it's God-honoring,
yeah.
where, you know, God wants to bless your relationship.
Yeah,
right? And so I want to challenge you today, will you keep your hearts open, keep your ears open, pay attention, because we have a couple of principles we want to share with you. And the key thing is that we want to help you know that godly relationships actually start now.
Yeah.
It starts right now. Even before you get into a relationship, it starts right now. You can build and prepare for it right now. All right? So Carrie's going to read a scripture for us and then we'll get into the Word of God.
Yep. And I really want to challenge you guys to take out your Bibles. If it's on your phone, take out your phone. Open this with me. Let's not just be people who hear the Word of God, but who can follow along together, who know that this is not just a hype message, but this is a message based on Scripture. Can we do that? Right. So pull up Genesis 2, verse 15 to 25. I'm going to read from verse 15. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, You may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die. Then the Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him. So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals. But still there were no helpers just right for him. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib and he brought her to the man. At last, the man exclaimed, This one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman because she was taken from man. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife and the two are united into one. And now the man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame.
Everybody say naked. Hey, you didn't say it. Everybody say naked. That's right. The only time you get to shout it in service. Right, well, I wanted you to say that because you see, this is really critical, right? The whole entire Genesis, the entire chapter or verse that Caris has just read, right? It ended off with them without shame,
yeah.
right? They say that they felt no shame.
Yeah.
And the reason why we are being able to be transparent and open with you to share about our relationship, right? To talk about how I backslide, although I didn't really want everybody to know, but Caris was very open and transparent and there's no shame,
Amen.
Right? And the reason why we can do that is because actually when we enter into our relationship, we enter in with a right order.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the first principle for you today. That we need to start our relationships with the right order. There is a right order to how we start relationships. You know, the whole of the Bible, right? In fact, you see Genesis, the whole of the scripture that we just read, right? Before Adam even met Eve, right? Before he even saw who she was, before he even thought of who she was, God already had a relationship with him,
yeah.
right? It started with the right order. And I want to let you know that if you start your relationship in the wrong order, order, right, it cannot last. When you start something in the wrong order, it cannot last. Yeah. There's no way that it can sustain itself, right? There's no way that it's able to build itself up. And, you know, recently Taylor Swift just went to the Super Bowl, right? And then, you know, there's this video on TikTok right now where Travis Kelce is like screaming, Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Super awkward because everybody's just like, oh, what? And then you see Taylor Swift's face, right? She's like a bit judging him. And then I scroll and I see the comment section. They're like, he's done, he's done, he's gone, right? She's moving on to the next one already, right? And you know the thing about Taylor Swift? Yes, I know she's coming. We all love her. We are fans of her. We listen to her songs. But can I let you know she's the worst person to learn how to build a relationship? Because she's got it all in the wrong order. I'm not sure if you guys are Taylor Swift fans or Taylor Swift haters. But as you can see, if you build something in the wrong order, right, as with our friend Tay-Tay, right, then the relationship is not going to last.
Yeah.
The relationship was doomed to fail from the very start. And I want to challenge you today that we need to start our relationships with the right order.
Yeah.
And that starts, as with Adam, with knowing God first.
Good.
You know, so many of us, when we get into a certain age, we are worried about trying to figure out who we can get together with.
Yeah.
But we haven't looked at our lives and evaluated whether we know who God is. And I want to let you know that actually it needs to start with knowing God first, putting God, your relationship with God as the first priority, the first thing in your life. Because every relationship will influence you.
Yeah.
And when you allow God to be the first in your life, that relationship with God changes and transforms your life. It becomes the very thing that you're founding your entire value system, your principles on. And I want to challenge you this. You know, it's so often that when we want to get into a relationship, we look at who that person is. Mm. But a question I want to pose to you today is, do you know who you are?
Yeah.
Do you know who you are? Because when you get into a relationship, you're so easily influenced. In fact, you know, after we got married, right, I broke my specs recently. I went to Owndays and I grabbed the specs that I thought was the best looking one. All right, I put it on. And then I straight away paid for it. Didn't even think much. Within 5 minutes, I got my specs done. I wore it. And then Carrie said, hey, so how's your new specs? I took a photo of it. I sent it to her. And she's like, Yun, this is the exact same spectacles as me. And as you can see, I've been thoroughly influenced by her, right? That this relationship has a lot of influence going on. And I just want to let you know that actually, yes, she influenced me a lot, but majority of my life has to be influenced by God.
Good.
Right? Karis and I, we have a strong relationship, a great relationship, but I'm sorry, Karis, but you're number two. Mm. Jesus is number one.
Yeah.
God is number one. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't think you got that. Jesus is number one.
Yeah.
Yes? Right? And it's so important because Jesus has to be number one so that I know who I am.
Yeah.
That Adam was created in the image of God.
Yeah.
His identity was found in God.
Good.
Right? His whole being was secured in God.
Yes.
And so many of us run into relationships. We are insecure because our identity is found in the person that we're trying to date.
Yep.
Right? So often we try to find worth in who you are with rather than who you are.
Good.
Who you've been created to
Good.
Be. Who God designed and destined you to be.
Yeah.
And I want to challenge you today. Do you know who you are?
Yeah.
We need to start our relationships with the right order.
Good. Good. I think it's so important when we say, you know, that we want to have godly relationships, that actually we put our money where our mouth is. You know, that we actually do what we say, you know, we want. And I believe all of us, we want to have good relationships at the end. You know, we don't want to end up with like broken relationships. We don't want to end up in, you know, future divorces. And the reality is, you know, when you want a godly relationship, you need to start with the right order, but you also need to build towards purpose. If you build something without a purpose, that's how it ends up falling down. When you try to build something and you're not following the blueprint, that's when it starts to maybe not work so well. I remember, and I don't know if you guys still do this. Do you still run 2.4 km for like exams and stuff? Okay. I hate running. I'm really bad at running. And so when I was supposed to take my 2.4 km run, I told myself, I better work hard, man. I better build towards this, right? I better build well. I better go and train. Better go and get my things in order. And so I set a goal for myself. I said, no matter what, I need to finish my 2.4. I need to run all the way. And so I started training. I started preparing for it. I started, really like pacing myself. I would find someone, you know, I would follow that person. I would pace. And then I would make sure that like I can finish like my 2.4. And so when my exam came, I gave it my best. I made sure I sleep enough the night before. I drink enough water and I pace myself and I reach the end. And they told me, you still fail, because even though I finished the race, I finished after the timing. And so the purpose was completely wrong. I didn't train myself to finish according to the timing. I just trained to finish, but I didn't even pass at all. And you know, a lot of times when we think about relationships, we want a good relationship. Isn't that right? We want to do well. We want to have a good relationship at the end. But a lot of times when we look at the person, or we look at our feelings, or we look at, oh, right now is a time where I want to have a relationship, we end up actually making decisions or building towards a relationship, but with the wrong purpose. And because of that, it ends up falling flat. And so a lot of times we feel like, oh, you know, why is it that like this relationship doesn't work out in the end? And we expect to have a successful relationship, but we didn't build with purpose. We didn't build with the right principles. We didn't build with the right goal in mind. And because of that, it ends up having consequences, and we can't escape the consequences at the end. What you build on has consequences. Does that make sense? And so, you know, when what Yen was talking about is so important, that when we start with the right order, we begin to lay a foundation that we can say, God, this is who I'm called to be. I can begin to build on that, and I have a clear purpose for that. And we need to begin to understand that purpose even before we begin to build towards a relationship with someone. See, I love how in the Bible, in the verses that we read, in verse 15 of the chapter, the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. Before God even gave Eve, God gave Adam a purpose. Before God gave Adam a relationship, He told him, this is what you're going to do. You're going to work the garden. You're going to tend the garden. And that was way before Adam even knew there was going to be an Eve. And He gave Adam a purpose. And the reality is that you will never know the future of your relationship if you don't know what your purpose is now. Yeah, what is it that God is calling you to do? And I believe, you know, even as we were worshiping in this room, that there is such an influence that God has placed in each and every one of you, that God has called each and every one of you, even more than you can understand, more than you can imagine. Yeah. There is such good that God has for your life, and He has good plans for you. But if we allow the relationships and all the other things to come and determine how we build our relationship, if our purpose changes, then we wouldn't be able to build a strong relationship. You know, even when Yen and I were dating, we both knew before we got together what our individual purposes were. I knew that God had called me to missions. I knew He had called me to even to a full-time calling. And so even for Yen, he himself as well, God has spoken to him about missions, spoken to him about coming in full time. And even when we were dating, God actually spoke to Yen to say, hey, I want you to take a team out to New Zealand. Right, I take a missions team out to New Zealand. And even at that time, there wasn't even a team plan to go to New Zealand. There was nothing, but God spoke to him and he was very clear about it. And really true enough, a couple of months later, someone spoke to him and said, hey, would you take a team out to New Zealand? Right, and because we both had clarity about our purpose, I was okay with Yen going and like going for 1 year into another country and me being alone here in Singapore and having to go through that, because we knew what our purpose was. Yeah. We knew that God had called us to this individually and we could build together for that. And so you can only build toward a common purpose if you know what your purpose is.
Yeah.
And your relationships will have to build towards a common purpose if you want it to be strong. And at the end of the day, You know, when you have clarity in your purpose, then you can have clarity in your relationship. If you know what the purpose is, if you know what the goal is, then your relationship can be strong, can be built in clarity. You know how to make decisions. You know how to prioritize. How am I going to use my time? How am I going to use my money? How am I going to even make decisions for my future career? Some of you, God has called you to maybe impact governments, impact nations. Some of you, God has called you to make discoveries in the scientific field or in like sports. But if you don't know what God has called you to, if you don't make time and space for God to call you to that, then your relationships can actually totally like throw you off course. Even when we were actually wanting to like settle down and get married, there was actually a time where we had to figure out like where were we gonna stay. And one day you will find like actually how amazing HDB is and how expensive also that it is. And when we were deciding where we were gonna stay, we realized that, hey, you know what? God has called us to be in Region 910, right? We wanted to stay there. We wanted to live there because it's so amazing, and we wanted to minister there together. And we believe that. And because of that, we asked God for a flat. We asked God for a flat in Region 910. And even though it was difficult, even though the odds were against us, we believed and actually got a number that there were only 11 units, but we got like number 4. And we were able to choose a unit in Region 910. But it was because we knew God had called us to it. God had called us to that place. And it was clarity in purpose that led to clarity in relationship. But if we don't know what our purpose is, we wouldn't be able to build clearly. If we don't know what we're aiming to get, if I don't know the blueprint of what I'm hoping to move into, I won't be able to build clearly. I won't be able to build towards it. And the truth is, God has a good purpose for your life. Yeah. God has a good plan for your life. And there is a time and a season where it comes to God, I got to begin to trust you for that purpose, because then it will lead me to be able to build well in my future relationships. Clarity in your purpose leads to clarity in relationship.
Yeah, and it's so true, you know, that we need clarity in our purpose, yeah, that we can get clarity in our relationship. Because you see, for Adam, right, if he didn't know what his purpose was, then why does he need a helper?
Good.
Right, what's the helper for?
Yeah.
Right? What is the helper's purpose, right? And so, actually, God gave Adam a clarity on his purpose, and then he said, hey, you need a helper for this purpose,
yeah,
right? It made clarity for what Adam and Eve needed to do in this relationship, how this relationship would build one another up. In fact, you know, I think it's so important, like, for us to understand our relationship, because our purpose, because it affects how we relate as a couple.
Yep.
Because then there's certain purpose and things that God has placed in my life that Karis begins to call out from me.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe I've forgotten about it. I'm discouraged. But because we're in this relationship, she knows the purpose that God has placed in my life.
Yeah.
She calls me back into it.
Yeah.
She reminds me of it. You know, maybe I have a bad attitude that day. She says, hey, Yen, you're having a bad attitude. And I'm like, no, you're having the bad attitude. Right? But she calls that out of me because we know our purpose.
Yeah.
We know our purpose, and we can build our relationship towards what God has purpose for our relationship.
Yeah.
And the key thing is this, you know, actually the root of it is that with a lot of relationships, the reason why people venture into situationships, weird-ass relationships, different kind of crazy things that people get into for relationships, it's because a lot of times we don't trust in God.
Yeah.
A lot of times, right, our relationships or how we relate with people is not founded in trust in God.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you today that you can trust in God for your relationships.
Yeah.
Right? You can trust God to bring the right person.
Yeah.
In fact, you look at scripture. Adam didn't even ask for a helper. He didn't ask for an Eve.
It's true.
It was God that said, it is not good for man to be alone.
Yeah.
Right? Let us bring him. Let us create a helper for him.
Yeah.
Right? God understood what Adam need even before Adam knew what he need.
Yeah.
And God began to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to form that Eve for you. I'm going to bring that Eve to you because I've got the right person just for you.
Yeah.
Right? God was the one who designed Eve. God was the one who formed Eve, and he understands our desires. He understands our longings. And so he will bring the right person to you. You don't have to rush and try to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to try to sample every person. Right? Sometimes we treat relationships like mooncake sampling. Right? You know, Vivo City, they have mooncake sampling right in the center. right? And you plan to go Vivo City to eat dinner, right? But then you get stuck there, you start sampling the truffle mooncake, you start sampling the durian mooncake, you start sampling every single mooncake, and then at the end of it, you're full, you can't eat dinner, right? And some of us treat relationships like this, right? You sample that guy, sample that girl, get a little bit, know a little bit about that person, right? Know a little bit about the other person, right? And soon, you're full of so much baggage that you're not even ready for a marriage.
Wow.
You're not even ready for a right relationship.
Yeah.
But God has a right person for you.
Yeah.
If you will just trust in Him.
Good.
If you will trust in Him for the right person, He will bring that person to us. And not only just that, do you realize sometimes we get into a place where I know this person is good. This person is for me. The Lord has spoken to me. I'm going to marry that girl, that guy, right? All of you connect group leaders, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Sometimes your member go up to you and like, yeah, God spoke to me, right? It's that girl, right? And sometimes, you know, yeah, it's true. Maybe it's that person. But do you know that the right person at the wrong time is still the wrong person?
Yeah.
The right person at the wrong time is still the wrong person. Come on, I believe that is a good word, right?
Yeah.
A right person at the wrong time is still the wrong person.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, right? Adam, he's sleeping there and God takes out his rib and he says, Adam, this is Eve. This rib is Eve. This is the person you're going to marry. It'll be really weird, right? Because the person hasn't been formed, right?
Yeah.
The rib hasn't been formed into Eve, right? And that could be the right ingredient, the right person that you should be dating, but the timing is off.
Yeah.
The timing is wrong. And God may be doing something in you.
Yeah.
God may be doing something in that person to prepare you for the relationship, but you're trying to rush it.
Mm.
And what ends up happening is an incomplete person in both of you.
Wow.
And what happens is that your relationship becomes incomplete.
Yeah.
But will you trust in God that He will give you the right person at the right time?
Yeah.
And He will show that person to you.
Good.
You know, when I finally come to my senses about Karis, right? There was a period of time that actually, you know, I thought to myself, I'm never going to date Karis, right? I thought like, it's no way, right? Weird, right? And I was like, I'm never going to date Karis. But then, you know, God began to speak to me. And then I remember at a conference once, right? God spoke to me, right? Really clearly. Yen, it'll be really stupid of you if you don't date Karis. And I was like, I'm too tired. That is not the Holy Spirit. I need to sleep, all right? And so, you know, I slept, right? The next morning, I woke up and I saw her on stage. And God presented her to me on stage. And I was just like, wow, I need to marry her. And it was at the right time. Right, obviously it's the right person, but it was at the right time, right? Because if it was back 2 weeks late, earlier when I thought, oh, I'm never going to date her, right? I would never have actually gotten to marry her, right? And of course, I talked to Pastor Jeremy, I shared with him what I thought. We took some time to pray. And in fact, you know, we took time to pray. I thought about it. I processed it with Pastor Jeremy. And when I finally got the courage to ask Karis, hey, Karis, you know, would you like to take this relationship to the next level?
Exact words. Those were the exact words.
Will you be ready to take the relationship to the next level? She had to clarify, do you mean be your girlfriend? It's like, yes.
Like, what does next level mean?
So she said yes, right? And because she said yes, I wasn't prepared for yes. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So we're going to pray about it, right? She's like, no, I said yes. Oh, okay, cool. You're my girlfriend now. All right, awesome.
Woo!
Right, but you see, there was a timing to it. I wasn't rushing into it. Right, in fact, Adam was asleep. Right, he's not rushing to find Eve.
Yeah.
But God prepared her at the right time, the right person at the right time.
Yeah, good. And you know, I think a lot of times our struggle is that. Is that trust element, right? And actually, I think the band or whoever can come up, you know, God does give us like a right, the right purpose, the right plan, and the right timing, the right person. But actually, a lot of times what we struggle to trust God with is actually the right how. We have the who, we have the maybe the even the when, but actually we struggle with the how. And a lot of times, you know, we worry about like, oh, my friend has this girlfriend already, or my friend over there has like a boyfriend, and isn't it like, shouldn't I already be like having someone? Shouldn't I already be like having someone in my life? And the reality is that everyone else's plan, or God's plan even for everyone else, isn't God's plan for you. And His best plan is going to be different for your life. His best plan is going to be unique just for your life. And you can't compare that. You can't figure out what God's plan is. You know, when Adam was presented with Eve, you know, he probably didn't know how it happened. He was asleep the whole time, right? God just took out the rib, and I'm pretty sure Adam had no idea how God made Eve out of like the rib. He was just like, oh wow, it's Eve. And he didn't know that God was going to do that. Maybe if he knew God was going to do that, he wouldn't have gone to sleep. But he said, no, you know what? I trust God, and I allow Him to lead me. I trust His timing. I trust Him for the right person, and I trust Him for the right plan.
Yeah.
And he trusted God to bring Eve to him. He trusted God to give him Eve. And you know, like what we said at the start, when we do it God's timing, God's person, God's way, there's no shame. Because we can trust that God, this is a good plan for you, for our lives, and you are going to continue to lead us in good things. Do you know the relationship doesn't stop after you get into the relationship? And a lot of times we think, I just need that boyfriend, I just need that girlfriend, and that's it. But actually, there's so much more, and God will continue to lead you in a good plan that He has for your life, all the rest of your life. And the good plan will have no regrets.
Yeah.
But don't give up the good plan just so you can get in the moment of that relationship. Don't give up the good plan that God has for you just for that moment, or for that current feeling, or for that current person, because He has a good plan for your life. You know, when Ian and I got together and then we wanted to get married, he asked me to be his girlfriend on level 2 of Rubicon. He proposed to me on level 4 of Rubicon. And we said, we're going to get married level 3 of Rubicon. And we booked the hall, we did everything, and then COVID hit. And so we couldn't even get married in person. For a while, we were like, can we even get a wedding? Can we even get married? But we heard from God, this is the date that's going to be your wedding. And at that point, ROM wasn't even open. How is this going to work? We didn't understand God's plan. I had the right person. I had the right time. I didn't have the plan, but I trusted God. God, you are going to give us the right plan. And just before the date that God gave us, ROM opened. And they said, we're going to do online weddings. And so we said, that's right, Nathan, come on board. Come, we're going to start Zooming. We're going to do like all kinds of like Zoom and all kinds of video calls. And Nathan helped us out from his bedroom. I think like underneath his like bunk bed, he was like helping us with the Zoom. We put it up on YouTube. Actually, now it's still on YouTube. You can search for my wedding on YouTube. And we got married on the date that God told us to. We moved. I went from my house straight to Yen's house, and we got married at his house. And then we lived happily ever after since then. But basically, it was God's timing, it was God's person, and it was God's plan. And I really, as I look back, there are no regrets. It is a good plan. And I believe today God has a good plan for every single one of your lives. It may not look like somebody else's plan. It may not look like somebody else's love story. It may not be the prince riding on a white horse like Taylor Swift says in her song, right? But it is going to be a good story. It is a good plan that God has for your life. But can we trust God for the right person, for the right timing, and for His right way, His right plan?
And that's it for this week. We hope you've been inspired and challenged to reach your generation for Jesus. Do check out www.theedge.org for more information, updates, and resources.